Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 9 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, February 8, 2018. This meeting is being held in the Commission Hearing Room 1025 at 210 North 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning are John O. Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Rebecca O. Rockwell, Commissioner, and Barry Conover, Executive Director. Commissioner Robert P. Pirro is excused from this meeting today. The first item on the agenda is the public comment period for individuals who wish to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or recently imminent appeal to the Tax Commission. Ask if anyone is here to address the commission on this issue. Seeing none, move to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is consider approval of our minutes of January 25th, 2018. And I recognize Commissioner Cragen for motion on this action item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we approve the commission meeting minutes of Thursday, January 25th, 2018.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Well, that passes unanimously. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is to consider the Tax Commission's position on the piece of pending legislation, which is Senate Bill 143, Employment Background Checks, and I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a presentation to the extent that she has any voice this morning.
Thank you. Senate Bill 143 provides certain state governmental entities with the authority to conduct local, regional, and national background checks for employees, contractors, appointees, and volunteers. The entities are the Department of Environmental Quality, the Department of Financial Institutions, the Department of Health, the Department of Human Resource Management, the Department of Workforce Services, the Division of Purchasing, the Governor's Office, the State Tax Commission, and Utah Science, Technology, and Research Governing Authority. The bill requires the Bureau of Criminal Identification to provide agencies with the results of the background checks. This legislation is necessary for the State Tax Commission to be in compliance with federal requirements for agency employees and contractors that have access to federal return information, regardless of whether that access is authorized.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any questions regarding the bill as it explained? Seeing none, I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move that the Commission support Senate Bill 143, Employment Background Checks.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, that passes unanimously. Motion passes. The Commission takes a position of supporting Senate Bill 143, Employment Background Checks. Next item on the agenda is the Executive Director's Report. Does our Executive Director have anything to report this morning?
Nothing to report this morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any Commissioner who wish to give a report? I'll give a quick one. We're past the hump day, I think it was yesterday. Midday of the session, a legislative session that we're in the middle of, and we are working through a number of issues with the legislators and with the legislature as a whole. We've had great activity on our economic unit. They have been extremely busy with both getting out fiscal note responses as well as helping on tax reform and making an analysis on the federal tax reform issues and Utah's tax reform. They need to be recognized as having done a very, very exceptional job. So that's the chair's report. Anything else from the commission?
I have nothing.
Okay. Seeing none, recognize Commissioner Cragen for the final motion.
Move that we adjourn.
Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Rule passes. We're adjourned.